Good morning, greetings friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, and you are more and more in control of your health. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis and eczema and rosacea, acne, digestive ailments of all kinds, autoimmune issues, recoveries that by the standards of the modern medical model can only be called miraculous. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it is a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds or help a loved one get off their meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we want to hear from you today on The Bright Side. We welcome your phone calls at 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. If you have questions about the longevity products, about formulations, if you want to share a success story, contribute to the conversation, our number 866-582-9933, and we want to hear from you. If you have questions about the longevity products and you want to join the longevity business, you can call Phyllis and Andy or anybody on the Bright Side phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. You can also go to my website, brightsideben.com. We got a shopping cart up there with all the longevity products that you hear us talk about on the program. We've got articles and videos that explain the Bright Side philosophy. And if you want to join me in my mission to help educate the world about the importance of nutritional supplementation, click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page for a one-time $10 fee. You can get yourself a little longevity business, make some money selling longevity products, help your friends, help your family get healthy again, help yourself get healthy again, get your products wholesale for a one-time $10 fee. Just click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com. All right, thanks so much for joining us once again on The Bright Side. I want to continue on with Chapter 1 in our Handbook of Good Nutrition. Real quick, by way of review, we're on Chapter 1, protein, the most important of all the chapters in the Handbook of Good Nutrition. Protein is the most important of all the nutrients that you can supplement with, all the food nutrients. Protein is the star of the show. There's other nutrients, obviously, that are important. When you're making a movie, there's all kinds of people that play a part in making the movie, but the stars are the actors. Protein is the actors in the movie of nutrition. There's two kinds of protein. You've got the fiber proteins. They're long strings or tiny little ropes, if you prefer. They give the body strength. They give the body structure. And then you have your globby, blobby, gooey kinds of proteins. They're actually called globulins, and they're the ones that perform chemical reactions in the body. The body is a chemical factory, a chemical reaction machine, and these blobby, globby proteins are very, very important. Remember, the protein we eat is the protein we are. The protein we eat is going to be the protein that becomes us. Eating fiber proteins, eating the blobby, globby proteins, eating the building blocks of proteins are one of the most, maybe the most important way to keep the body's chemical machinery humming along as it should. You cannot make proteins, whether they're the fiber proteins or the globby, blobby proteins, unless you're eating protein. By eating collagen, for example, you can support your body's ability to make its own collagen. Collagen is the major protein in your skin and in your bones. It's the major protein in your body. If you're wrinkling fast, if you have osteoporosis, eat collagen. It's way more important than any wrinkle cream for your skin. It's probably even more important than calcium when it comes to your bones. Collagen can be found in bone soup. You can get collagen building blocks in the glucogel caps. They're a great source of the collagen amino acids, and they're a great source of collagen. The bone in bone soup, the cartilage material in bone soup, is also a good source of fiber proteins. And the fiber protein building blocks that can help you make your own fiber protein. Eat bone soup. Eat collagen. Eat cartilage. Eat your glucogel caps. By the way, the glucogel caps are also great for your digestive system. You know, gelatin can actually suck up digestive juices, and when you eat gelatin with food, those digestive juices can combine with the gelatin, which will combine with the food, and it can actually help your digestive system. The glucogel caps, by the way, also has something called N-acetylglucosamine, a type of glucosamine that can actually coat your digestive system. So the glucogel caps and gelatin can be good for the digestive system, in addition to being a great source of the amino acids that help build up fiber proteins. You can eat globy proteins too, globular proteins. One of the most significant places where these globy proteins do their work is in the body's immune system. If you have autoimmune disease, if you have cancer, if you're getting frequent colds, if you have cold sores, or if you just have inflammation, all of these are health conditions related to the immune system. Eating globy proteins can give you anti-inflammatory benefits, and they can support the body's immune system defenses. Eating the globy proteins, it can reduce the incidences of colds and cold sores, and it can provide health benefits for you wherever the immune system is active or overactive. That means autoimmune disease, people. Eat your globy proteins. The two best nutritional food sources of globy proteins are whey protein and egg protein. In fact, if you want to know what a globy protein looks like, just look at the white of an egg. Crack open an egg, look at the white. That slimy, gooey characteristic of egg white is largely the indication of gooey, slimy, blobby, globby proteins. If you want a nice visual that will give you a picture of the difference between a globby protein and a fiber protein, just think of the difference between the gooiness of an egg white and the gristle on a piece of meat. The gristle in meat is an example of fibery protein. The gooey, slimy, glob protein is found in egg white. Just picture in your head what an egg white looks like. Picture in your head what the gristle off of meat looks like, and that'll give you a good visual of the difference between a globby protein and a fiber protein. One of the most important differences between globby proteins and fiber proteins is how they react with heat. Fiber proteins break down with heat, and sometimes if you heat a fiber protein just enough, you can actually free up the amino acids, the building blocks, and this can make heat an important ally in improving the solubility and the digestibility and the usability of protein, and this is one of the advantages of cooking meat as well as other fleshy proteins. Of course, if you cook meat too much, you're not only going to break the protein into its components, but you can damage those components. That's why you want to be very careful about cooking your meat with too much temperature, too high a heat level. Grilling on high heat can be really problematic. We've said this before. Grilling on high heat, grilling protein, can actually create carcinogenic compounds. It's best to cook your fibery proteins, your meats, slowly in a crock pot. Broil your meats. Make soups with your meats. And seafood as well. Use as little heat as possible when you're working with your meat so that the proteins are slightly broken down, but they're not damaged. On the other hand, when you heat a globby, blobby protein, they become tangled. The amino acids form this tangled mass, and that tangled mass is what makes a raw egg turn into a firm, gel-like, hard-boiled egg. Same heat can turn milk protein into a gel-like mass. That's what curdled milk is all about. Curdled milk is an example of proteins that have become tied up and tangled as a response to heat. Another important difference between fiber proteins and globby proteins is how they react with water. Globby proteins are going to mix with water. Globby proteins are soluble in water. They'll mix pretty easily. They'll form a thick solution. Because globby proteins interact with liquids, that can set off the immune system. And this is where immune reactions come from. This is why people can be allergic to eggs, for example. Globby proteins can interact with liquids. They can dissolve in liquids in the body. And this can set off the immune system, especially when these globby proteins get in the blood. And this is one of the main mechanisms associated with food allergies. There's another food that contains globby proteins, and it's a big-time problematic food for a lot of folks. We'll tell you what that is when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933. We'll be back right after this with more good health information.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 31st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.2410. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.6474, $8.3237 for a half ounce, or $4.1619 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.6474, $8.3237, and $4.1619.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back, folks, to Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number is 866-582-9933. If you have questions about health, nutrition or prescription drugs, or if you have a success story, or if you want to contribute to our conversation today, we're talking about protein, chapter one in our handbook of good nutrition. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, go to my website, brightsideben.com. Take a look at the shopping cart. Make sure you take a look at my personal favorite longevity product, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder that you add to water and drink. It's a great source of all your water-soluble vitamins. It's got fat-soluble vitamins, too. It's about $50 a canister. And most people will notice results in just a day or two. Beyond Tangy Tangerine is part of the Healthy Start Pack. You'll find out all about it on my shopping cart at brightsideben.com. You can also call Phyllis and Andy or anybody on the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. Increasing dietary protein improves polycystic ovarian syndrome, a study that was published in the journal Nutritional Medicine. Actually, the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, as I look here. Increasing dietary protein improves polycystic ovarian syndrome. The study found that in women with PCOS, consumption of a high-protein, low-carbohydrate diet promoted weight loss and improved sugar metabolism as well. PCOS is largely an insulin and sugar issue. Eating more protein is a great way to stabilize blood sugar. You don't have to have PCOS to benefit from eating more protein. Anybody who's dealing with blood sugar issues and at least one out of three Americans is, will benefit by upping their daily intake of protein. So you have two main kinds of proteins, the fiber proteins like collagen and elastin. These are proteins that give the body structure. The skin contains large amounts of fiber proteins. Your fingernails, your hair are made strong through the action of fiber proteins, your skeletal structure as well. And then you have your blobby globby proteins. These are proteins that dissolve in water. Because these proteins dissolve in water, they can get into the blood and they can cause reactions. If you're having a food allergy, chances are it's a food allergy in relation to a globby protein, most often found in dairy as well as grains. Grains contain lots of globular proteins, especially in the gluten family. Gluten allergy and grain allergies in general are the manifestation of the body's response, the body's immune activation in response to globular proteins. Same with milk, same with egg allergies. Legumes like peanuts and soybeans and beans in general, they will also contain globular proteins that can cause immune reactions. When offending globular proteins get into the blood, they trigger the body's and the blood's own globular system. That's what the immune system is. It's globular proteins. When this happens, you have a globular war in the blood, a war between the globs in the body's own immune globs, and the globs in food. This is not good. The globs in the blood, they're called antibodies, will fight the invader globs from food. And as in any war, you're going to have chemicals released and you're going to have civilian casualties. And this is what food allergies are largely all about. Residents are the civilian casualties of a war, and residents in the blood are civilian casualties of the immune war. Civilian casualties like platelets and transport proteins that are delivering nutrients, red blood cells that carry oxygen. These are all potential civilian casualties in the blood when there's an immune system war, a war between the immune system, that is, and components in food. Platelets, transport proteins, red blood cells, all of these can end up as civilian casualties, and you end up with blood that's thick, blood that's sluggish, all as a result of these globular interactions and pollution from dead cells that are the innocent casualties of chemical warfare in the blood and the chemical remnants of the war itself. If you have low platelets, if you have anemia, if you have high blood pressure, if you have blood clots, all of these can be the result of a chronic long-term war in the blood between globular protein attack from foods and the subsequent glob protein defenders from the immune system. Also, these globular proteins by themselves can thicken liquid, and that can contribute to the sluggishness of the blood too. Thick blood can lead to every cardiovascular disease you can name, including strokes and heart attacks, which are the leading cause of death in this country. And thick blood can also keep oxygen and nutrients from getting delivered to cells. Cells that don't have oxygen, cells that don't have nutrients, become sick cells, every bit as much as you would become sick if you were starved of oxygen and nutrients. And sick cells can become misshapen. We're going to talk about this either tomorrow or the next day, how sick cells become misshapen, and then the body perceives these misshapen cells as an enemy and attacks those cells. That is called autoimmune disease. When cells become sick because they're starved or because they're robbed of oxygen, and this can happen because the blood is too thick, when cells become sick, the shape of the cells becomes dysfunctional. Cells take on the wrong shape. When cells take on the wrong shape, the body's immune system can perceive those cells as the enemy and initiate an attack on those cells. That's called an autoimmune disease, and that's why you want to backtrack all autoimmune diseases to the digestive system. I've been getting a lot of calls from folks who have multiple sclerosis, a classic example of an autoimmune disease. If you have MS, people, it's not a question of what supplement can I take. That's not the question you want to ask yourself when you're dealing with MS or any other autoimmune disease. What supplement can I take? I'm reading all kinds of craziness on the web about taking this nutritional supplement or that nutritional supplement or this product or that product if you have MS. If anybody tells you to take this product or that product to get rid of your MS, either they don't know what they're talking about or they're trying to sell you something, because the fact of the matter is multiple sclerosis or any other autoimmune disease is caused by the body attacking itself. The reason the body attacks itself is it perceives itself, it perceives the cells that make itself up as the enemy. It has nothing to do with a nutritional supplement that you can take. You've got to figure out why is the immune system perceiving its own cells as the enemy, and chances are, very good, it's because the cells have taken on the wrong shape because they're sick and they're malnourished and they're starving of oxygen, which means you have to stop the steady stream of toxicity that's coming into the body, almost always through the digestive system, as well as making sure that you're oxygenating correctly. Deep breathing techniques is always going to be your friend, no matter what kind of health issue you are dealing with. Globuproteins don't always activate an immune response. Sometimes eating globuproteins can have an important health benefit, multiple important health benefits. One of the neatest things about these globuproteins is when you eat them, either in egg or in whey or in other dairy products, these globuproteins can get absorbed directly into your blood, where they can support your globuproteins, where they can support your immune system, which is made up of these globuproteins. Remember, the protein you eat is the protein you are. And one of the most relevant and classic examples of this is the ingestion of globular proteins. For example, eating immune globuproteins from whey is one of your best food strategies for supporting your own immune globuproteins. If you don't have reactions to whey protein, there's probably no better immune-boosting food on the planet next to human mother's milk than whey protein. The globuproteins in whey and in egg. Egg, as well, by the way, is a very powerful immune-boosting protein. The globuproteins in whey and eggs also play another critical role, maybe the most critical role, in the biochemistry of health. And we will be telling you what that is when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933. We're coming back at you right after this. Don't go away.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back on the bright side. Thanks for joining us, friends. Our number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, check out my website, brightsideben.com. Okay, so we've got two kinds of proteins, fiber proteins, globy proteins. The globy proteins form the immune system, so-called immune globulins. And there's a second glob protein family that plays a critical role, maybe the most critical role in all of biochemistry, and that is the enzymes. Enzymes are the quintessential globular protein. There's two varieties of enzymes. You've got enzymes that work in the body system, and you've got enzymes that work in the digestive system. Enzymes that work in the body system are called systemic or system enzymes. The digestive enzymes are called digestive enzymes. And they're another example of your globy proteins. All of the chemical reactions in a cell depend on enzymes. And if a cell is broken down, its enzymes are not going to be working as well as it should. The cells will not be making the right kind of chemicals. And the next thing you know, you will have a disease. Enzyme therapy is a tried and true medical intervention. It's mostly used in Europe. It's built on the idea that you can replace dysfunctional system enzymes, systemic enzymes, by taking them in a therapeutic fashion. And the proponents of enzyme therapy can point to a very successful track record. Even though Western medicine isn't really big on enzyme therapy, there is a lot of scientific literature to back up the use of using enzymes, especially for inflammation. If you're dealing with any kind of inflammatory disease, and who is, if you don't, what disease does not have an inflammatory component? Almost all diseases do. So if you're dealing with any kind of degeneration or disease process, one of the ways that you can take care of at least the symptoms and maybe even some of the biochemical breakdown is by using enzymes. There's a lot of good enzyme information if you go to enzymeresearchgroup.net, enzymeresearchgroup.net. The second group of enzymes is the ones we talk about all the time on this program, and those are the digestive enzymes. We will continue with that discussion tomorrow. I'm also going to tell you about degenerative disease. I want to talk a little bit before we continue with enzymes tomorrow. I'm going to talk about degenerative disease. If you're dealing with any kind of breakdown process, you're going to want to tune into The Bright Side tomorrow. I'll be going over the step-by-step process of how disease forms, especially autoimmune disease. We'll do that tomorrow. Our number 866-582-9933. Time to go to the phones. Let us take our first phone call of the day. Diane, what's going on?
I'm going to get the most bang for my buck, but I'm a little confused about enzymes because I heard Dr. Peter Glidden say enzymes before meals, and he said after meals they could even have adverse effects, but I hear you say after meals. Can you help me?
No, you want them with meals. With meals or before meals is probably the best time. I don't know why he said after meals. Dr. Glidden's great. I like a lot of the stuff he does, but I don't know about taking digestive enzymes necessarily. You want to have the enzymes in the body when the food hits the body. So if there's food in your stomach and you take the digestive enzymes with the food still in your stomach, I don't know if it's going to make that much of a difference. If you want to be just, like you say, get the most bang for your buck, probably take the enzymes before your meals for most bang for your buck, although I don't know necessarily that you'd have a problem if you took them after meals. What did Dr. Glidden say the problem would be?
He didn't say. He just said that... Mm. Take your enzymes after your meal because they could cause some adverse effect, and that's all he said.
You'd have to ask him. And matter of fact, I'll ask him what he's thinking the next time I talk to him because I don't know why he would say that. Although he must have had a good reason because he's usually pretty right on. However, I don't know if it makes that much of a difference taking it before or after. If you want to get the most bang for your buck, probably take them before your meals. That way they're sitting in your digestive tract when the food hits. Although if you forget and you take them after, I don't know that it's going to make that big of a difference. As far as causing adverse effects afterwards, I don't know necessarily how that would work, and you'd have to ask Dr. Glidden that. Okay?
Okay.
Does that help you, Diane?
Yes, Ben. Hey, did you answer the cliffhanger from Friday?
Which was the cliffhanger?
About the enzyme?
Was there a question on Friday I was supposed to answer?
Yeah. You said you was going to let us know how we could get enzymes without supplementing.
Oh, I did tell you that, didn't I? I think that was on Thursday. Yes, you know, I didn't answer that one yet. I'm going to talk about enzymes tomorrow. Thanks for reminding me on that. Sometimes I forget. There is a way that you can get your enzymes without having to use digestive supplements, and that is, well, I'll tell you right now. Use food enzymes, especially pineapple and especially papaya, loaded with wonderful digestive enzymes. If you use foods, especially fruits and vegetables, but most especially papaya, pineapple, even tomatoes can be a good source of enzymes. Those can help you break down your food. That's how you get your. That's one way to get enzymes without having to use digestive enzyme supplements. Thanks for reminding me, Diane. I did forget about that.
Thank you very much.
Okay. God bless. Have a beautiful day. All right, moving on to Arizona. What's up, Sarah?
Hi, Ben. How are you?
Greetings. How can I help you?
I'm calling in about my 5-year-old niece. She's had urinary tract infections and yeast infections since she was about 2.
Okay.
Probably like 5 or 6 of them.
Okay.
She started with the urinary tract infection, and when they gave her the antibiotics, she got the yeast infection, and ever since it's kind of gone back and forth.
Okay.
She does take a really good multivitamin and probiotics. She doesn't drink soda or sugary drinks. She eats
She's
well.
Doing something in the digestive tract. That's what my guess would be. UTIs are usually has something to do with bacterial imbalances, so-called dysbiosis, D-Y-S-B-I-O-S-I-S. Dysbiosis means the bacterial colonies in the digestive tract are somehow off balance. There's a health condition called SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth, and this can happen. And by the way, you can think that you're eating great, but that doesn't necessarily mean that your digestive system thinks that you're eating great. What we think mentally and in our culture and our society is good eating is not necessarily good eating from a biochemical point of view. You always go by your symptoms. If somebody's getting chronic UTIs, the first thing I think of is dysbiosis. That means problems with the bacteria in the colon. Now, you say she's on probiotics. They may or may not be working as they should. You may want to experiment with juggling some probiotics, different brands of probiotics. Look for 80 billion units. How old did you say she was? Five?
Five.
Maybe look for like 40 billion units, 30 to 40 billion units in multiple strains of bacteria. Does she have any kind of things going on with the digestive system, any kind of bloating or discomfort? Does mom know, runny stools, constipation?
Not that she complains about, no.
See if you can spot that. Did you say they're chronic UTIs or she just had them once?
No, she's had at least two UTIs and several yeast infections. She currently has a yeast infection.
You know, it's almost impossible for there not to be some kind of digestive component there. That's what I would be focusing on. I wouldn't treat necessarily the dysbiosis, the problems with the urinary tract infection. I wouldn't treat that specifically, although you can use Lugol solution or some kind of iodine solution. SSKI is another one. You could put a couple drops of iodine in water and have her drink that down. Dr. Jonathan Wright talks a lot about using iodine, a Lugol solution, and SSKI for UTIs. But I'd be more concerned with why are they happening rather than just treating the urinary tract infection. And again, almost always if you have UTIs that appear, if she only had them twice, they're not chronic, but if they do continue, then I'd be looking at the digestive system, and I'd be looking at problems with bacteria. Now, there's certain foods that can throw off bacteria in the gut, most especially sugary foods. Fructose can do it. Fructose is a big, big problem. We haven't talked about fructose malabsorption syndrome in a while here. A lot of folks think it's just the sugar part of fructose, and the sugar part of fructose is a problem. But the real problem with fructose is in the digestive tract, especially in the intestine. Hang tight. And I'll tell you what that is when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rise in food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, folks, to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. 866-582-9933 is our number. We're here 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. And we're also up 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com, where you'll find the shopping cart with all the longevity products and articles and videos, and also a Join Now link that you can click on if you want to make some money selling longevity products. Okay, let's see. Sarah in Arizona, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, so UTIs and kids, do you ever wonder why just women get UTIs for the most part and men don't get them?
No.
You never wondered that. Okay. Well, in case somebody out there was wondering it, it has to do with the positioning of different parts of the female anatomy. It turns out that the bacteria that causes the large majority of urinary tract infections is an intestinal bacteria. It's E. coli that lives in the intestine. And the location, the way things are located in the female anatomy, lends itself to inoculation of the urinary tract by intestinal bacteria. And you can use your imagination to picture what I'm talking about here. So the fact of the matter is, many times urinary tract infections are caused by problems with bacteria in the intestine. The best way to take care of that is to use probiotics. And everybody should be using probiotics, children as well as adults. You can also eat yogurt, or you can use fermented foods that are a good source of probiotics. As far as the yeast infection goes, yeast and bacteria live in balance. When the bacterial balance is thrown off, yeast will overgrow. So if the child is on an antibiotic, as soon as she's done with the antibiotic, I would be doing take double the dose of probiotics. Secondly, if there's any kind of digestive problem, you're going to want to be able to address that. I know you said you don't think there are any, but more often than not, you're going to see some digestive problems. It's hard to have a urinary tract infection on a chronic basis, even though this isn't quite chronic. It's hard to have UTIs on a chronic basis without having digestive problems, too. Yeast love sugar. Dysbiosis loves sugar as well, or sugar can cause dysbiosis. Fructose is sugar. Many people suffer from fructose malabsorption syndrome. This can throw off bacteria in the gut, especially in the small intestine, causing this small intestinal bacterial overgrowth issue. So I'd be staying away from fructose. Apple juice can be a big problem. I know a lot of kids and parents are fond of using apple juice to keep kids quiet or to keep kids active. I don't know why parents give kids apple juice, but they do. And that can throw off bacteria in the gut as well. So staying away from fruit juice, use more protein if you have a problem with sugar, with kids withdrawing from sugar. And then use probiotics as well. If you want a simple treatment, Dr. Wright talks about using Lugol solution and SSKI, and that's something that you might want to think about as well. Thanks so much for calling it, Sarah from Arizona. Appreciate it. Moving on, Linda in Ohio, what's up? Okay, we lost Linda. Let's go to Texas and talk to Elizabeth.
Hi, yes. I wanted to ask, how can we apply all of the nutritional way of eating, particularly the Paleolithic style, when we go to storable foods? Because everything I look at as far as storable foods
jerky.
Is exactly what we don't want to eat.
Jerkies. Make your own beef jerky. That's probably the best thing you could do. It's dry. That's how the Mongols did it. They became a great wandering empire by using jerky. And that's probably your best form of storable, paleo-friendly food. Let's see what else. Dried fish also can be good. Salted fish maybe can be good. Let's see, protein powders. Protein powders are great, actually. Use whey protein powder. I'd stay away from egg protein powder. The proteins in eggs are very fragile, and when they make the protein out of egg, when they make the powder out of eggs, they can do some nasty things to the protein. So I'd stay away from egg protein powder. Canned beans, if worse comes to worse. Canned tuna fish, if worse comes to worse. Although there are problems with tuna fish and beans, but they can be good sources of paleo-friendly foods. Your most important, the most problematic foods in terms of storable foods for paleo are going to be the fats because of how unstable fats are. That's really where you're going to run into some problems if we get into some weird kind of crisis and we have to rely on stored foods. A lot of people are going to be dealing with essential fatty acid deficiencies. I guess supplements will be good in that regard, using EFA supplements, things like the Ultimate EFAs. Protein would be best with canned proteins and with jerky proteins, dried proteins, and then fats with the essential fatty acid capsules. Nothing else would be a problem, though. It would basically just be your fats and your protein. Is that what you were thinking, Elizabeth? Did I miss anything there?
So. I'm just trying to figure out, I guess, if you were going to point me in a direction, which way should I go? Because every company that I look at, they have
jerkies.
No,
jerkies. Do you know what I mean when I say jerky? Beef jerky, deer jerky, that kind of thing, where you dry the meat and you do, I don't know what they do to make jerky, but they dry it and they put salt on it, and that preserves the protein value. So that's probably the best way to get your protein. And as I say, your big problem is going to be with good fats because of how unstable they are, but if you stock up on essential fatty acid capsules, you can probably make do. Nutritional essential fatty acids, and then more simple fats like coconut oil, you can use those for cooking. So get a bunch of coconut oil, get a bunch of a good essential fatty acid capsules like the Ultimate EFAs, get a bunch of jerky, canned tuna fish, canned protein, and then you're going to have to deal with you're not going to have fresh vegetables, so we'll have to deal with that. And that'll be a problem too. But then you can also use frozen vegetables, I suppose, frozen peas and that kind of thing, frozen broccoli. And that way you can get around your vegetable needs. So frozen broccoli, frozen vegetables, essential fatty acid capsules, jerky and protein in the form of jerky, and then also canned tuna fish and canned beans maybe. And that ought to get you by at least a little while. Hopefully you won't run into too many problems that where we will have to rely on stored food, but that should get you by. Thanks so much for your call, Elizabeth. Appreciate it. Let's see. Isaac in Michigan, what's up?
Hi, Ben. I had a question on the on testosterone, because it seems like every time I turn a TV or radio on, there's a new testosterone product they're advertising.
And, you don't need it.
Right.
Here's the deal with testosterone. Let me tell you about testosterone. The biggest problem with testosterone as we get older is insulin resistance. There's a relationship between the building hormone, insulin, and the building hormone, testosterone. Both insulin and both testosterone are involved in building muscle and building mass. Over time, the body becomes resistant to insulin. That is, over time, if we're abusing our body with sugar, our body will become resistant to insulin. When the body becomes resistant to insulin, it will also become resistant to testosterone. Okay? When the body becomes resistant to insulin, it will also become resistant to testosterone. When you resensitize your body to insulin, you will also resensitize your body to testosterone. Does that make sense how I explained that, Isaac? You want to make your body more sensitive to insulin. That's there's another thing you want to do here, and I'll tell you what that is in a minute. But the first step is for all low T issues, low testosterone issues, is reduce insulin resistance, make your body more sensitive to insulin. The best way to do that is to reduce your intake of insulin-spiking foods, go to more protein. By going to more protein, not only will you be reducing your reducing insulin resistance and making your body more sensitive to testosterone, but you'll also have raw materials for building muscle mass. So you get two nice benefits by using more protein. The second thing is you want to reduce your exposure to xenoestrogens, especially in foods like soy. So reducing your exposure to estrogens from foods, especially from soy. Also, there's unfortunately estrogens in tap water, and you want to stay away from tap water too. Reducing your exposure to estrogen and making your body more sensitive to insulin. Those are the two most important steps for you to take if you're dealing with low T. You'll know you're successful. You'll know you're on the right track because you'll start to lose body fat. And you won't have to lift weights to do it, by the way. You'll notice that you're starting to lose weight and start to lose body fat simply by making your body more sensitive to insulin and reducing your exposure to testosterone. There's also great nutrients that you can take. Zinc is very important for the anabolic response, for the muscle-building response. It's extremely important for testosterone. One of the things that happens with testosterone over time is the body will actually turn it into estrogen. And you can actually slow down that response, that testosterone into estrogen, male hormone into female hormone response by using zinc, which is a great aromatase inhibitor. The enzyme that does that work is called aromatase. And by inhibiting aromatase, you can keep your testosterone levels up. But the most important thing to do for low T is to reduce insulin resistance. Thanks so much for your call. Appreciate it, Isaac. All right, that's all we got time for today. I've been talking to a lot of you guys on the phone the past couple of weeks. I've been giving all our listeners, we've been talking a lot about the bright side philosophy, but I haven't really talked about one thing in specific. So tomorrow I want to take a little digression. I want to talk about how degenerative disease develops in a simple and easy to understand fashion so that we can all have the information and the power, because information is power, we can all have the information and power to reverse our degenerative disease processes no matter what is showing up in our lives. We'll do that tomorrow on the bright side, so you're going to want to tune into that. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks so much for joining us, friends. Alex Jones is next on most of these stations. We will talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Today only, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Canadine Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com through today only. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.